As we enter the final stretch before we get to our Matan Torah, we finish all Sefer Vayikra as well. I want to say over an idea that I saw quoted in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer on Chumash, and I want to also explain to you as well how this is related to Matan Torah that is right around the corner. So the Chumash says in the end of the Parsha, Ki li b'nei Yisrael, this is Parsha Bahar, Ki li b'nei Yisrael, Abadim, Abadai heim asher otzeisi v'osam me'erach v'zayim ni Hashem elokeichem. Because B'nai Yisrael, you are to me, Abadim. You are my servants that I took you out of Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God. This is the pasuk over here that Rav Asher Weiss takes the liberty to kind of use as the basis of his shmuz. He ties this into a very famous thing we're all familiar with. I think the Medrash actually kind of Chumah quotes this idea as well. Why are we connecting Abadai heim that I took you out of Mitzrayim? Why is that? We're Abadim of Hashem because He created the world. We're Abadim. Why Dafka to have Mitzrayim? So he brings down the famous idea that we know when you have someone who's an Eved, who's a Jewish Eved, you become a Jewish Eved in one of two ways. There are either you steal and you can't pay back the money, so you become someone's Eved, or you sell yourself. So you don't have enough money, you want to sell yourself to an Eved, that's also a way to get to become an Eved. When you steal, you have not enough money to pay back your what you've stole, there's also a rule that after 6 years of working, you can choose to stay on longer. That's called an Eved Nirtza. You go to the doorpost, get your ear pierced, and you take it upon yourself to be an Eved. Now, there are two questions that are asked in there. Number one, why are you getting your ear pierced? And number two is, why by the doorpost? Why is that by the doorpost? So the Medrash tells us, the reason why you get your ear pierced by the doorpost is because the doorpost by Mitzrayim, that was a witness to us leaving the servitude of Paro, becoming servants of Hashem, the same doorpost where He sprinkled the blood of the Korban Pesach on the doorpost, when Hashem was Pesach, skipped over our doors, protecting us, and allowed us to live, He took us out of Mitzrayim, becoming His Avadim solely. The longer we Avde Paro, we're now Avde Hashem. And yet, what do we do? I want to go back to being the Eved of a person. Oh, my master, I liked it. I liked my master, I enjoyed being an Eved for my master. And therefore, the same doorpost that was a witness to us becoming Avdi Hashem in the fullest form, of us leaving the Avdus of people, of Mitzrayim, and becoming an Eved of Hashem only, so that doorpost now bears witness to the fact that we have chosen once again to define ourselves a human being as a master of ours, and not only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why is this so important for us to do? Why are we critiquing? Critiquing, why is this a critique that what happened, didn't your ear hear, you know, that you're supposed to be an Eved to me and not an Eved to other people? Well, first of all, if that's the case, when does the ear pierce happen? When does the ear pierce happen?
7 years.
Well, right after you finish the service, after the 6 years of service, you finish, pierce the ear. Because the guy who stole was caught, now has to be an Eved, so you say, didn't you know he's supposed to be an Eved to Hashem, not someone else, who pierce the ear? But Sam's Rosh Hashanah the following question. Why don't we pierce the ear of the one who didn't steal, but just wants to be in heaven right away? One more time. If we pierce the guy's ear who steals and didn't have enough money to pay back, so he goes in heaven for 6 years. And then he likes his 6 years, how they go, and he says, you know what? I'm happy to stay longer. So we say, what? You make yourself to have an heaven? Someone's like Hashem? The ear that heard at our Sinai would be my heaven. And the doorpost during the existence tribe that knew that Hashem was taking us out of a human being's avdus to His own avdus, those two come together to realize that you're making a terrible mistake. We can do it if you want to, but you shouldn't be doing this. Why don't we pierce the guy's ear who just doesn't steal, wants to be in heaven right away, pierce his ear? He's right now making himself into an heaven. Why don't we do that? You understand the question? So the answer He gives is the following. He says is that you don't sometimes understand what it means to be an Eved until you're an Eved. You think this Eved life is cushy, right? You have no cares in the world. You don't have responsibilities. You just get up every morning, you do your thing, you go back home, go to sleep, you know, whatever the master tells you to do, you do. Don't care for anything else in the world. You might think it's a cushy life. And therefore, you don't understand what it means to be an Eved. But after an Eved for 6 years already, and you want to stay in that life, the Eved life, that means that something is missing in your understanding of how the world's supposed to be working. The first time you become an Eved, even if you sell yourself to be an Eved the first time because you just want to be an Eved, you don't understand what you're even doing. You're like, you know, Mesechta Sota tells you that you have to be Temporarily insane, we mentioned in the past, to commit a crime. So you're temporarily insane, you don't understand what it means. After 6 years in the job, to know what it means to be an Evan, and you still want to go back there? You must be crazy. That's why we pierce your ear. So again, when you first start your job, you don't know what it means to be an Evan yet. But now that you've experienced it, and you still want to stay there, that's already when we say, you must not understand what it means to be an Evan. The word Evan in connotations that we have now, we look at slavery. So in America, certainly, slavery is a very, very, it's like a curse word, right? The blacks in the world, when the word slavery, it's a very, very intense, like I'm not comparing to Holocaust, but Holocaust to a Jew, slavery to a black, it's like these words that have such terrible, you know, rings of torture and suffering, as it probably should. Because that's what it is when you're an Evid to a human being. It's lowly. It's a lowly title. It's demeaning and degrading. But to be an Evid of Hashem is supposed to be very, very different. And Hashem means that we are at the opportunity. When you think of your Avadayim, I don't want to be called an Evid. An Evid nowadays, again, is a very negative connotation. Here Hashem say, you're my Avadim. What is he? We're supposed to be like picturing in chains. We have no freedom. Is Evid a good thing to be an Evid? Is it a bad thing to be an Evid? On one hand, we pierce your ear for being an Evid of a person. On the other hand, we say, I hate my Hashem's Evadim. Have an extent of what exactly is the goal of being an Evid. Truth is that the obvious of a person to another person is supposed to be one of great sorrow. In the Mitzrayim, we were pain of being an Evid. And even well, here, when it comes to being an Evid for a human being, it's not right. We don't want to make you an Evid. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a tremendous level of simcha. And the proof is Moshe Rabbeinu, who hit the highest level in all of religion we could possibly imagine. So he's called Avdi Moshe. On his tombstone, if you would go try to find it, which you can't, by the way, try to bring Sefer Sotah brings down, he was buried in the sky, where he was buried, no one can find where his kever is. It's like an optical illusion. If you go here, it looks like it's down here, go down there, it looks like here, you can't figure out where it is. Okay? Whatever that means. But on his tombstone, if there would be one thing written there, it would say, Avdi. Hashem says, Avdi Moshe. That's how he calls Moshe Rabbeinu when he's no longer alive. Evid is the term to use as the greatest compliment for a Jew to have. Now, if you have a level of simcha as being an Evid of Hashem, which many of us may have had at some point in time, many of us may not have to this day still, then everything else kind of falls into place. What does that mean? Let's take for a second, there's a Gemara and Shabbos about Matan Torah. Talk about for a few minutes right now. And it says the following din. It says that the rule was that once the Torah, that rule was. The way it happened, the Torah was given to us. And it says we encamped b'tachtit ahahar, which means by the foot of the mountain, figuratively. Literally, it means under the mountain. The Gemara in Shabbos about Pesach from Aleph tells us the famous medrash that Hashem picks up a mountain over our heads and he threatens to drop it over our heads if we don't take it right now. Everyone asks the question. Tosos highlights it over there on that page. He says, we already said Nasa Vadishma. What in the world are we getting threatened for? Hashem said, why don't we say, we don't even know what's in it, we'll take it. Hashem said, you sure? It puts a mountain over head of it. What? We already said we'd take it. What's going on over here? Why are you threatening me? So over here, Rosh Weiss has the following shot. He says, it's not impressive to be a Nasa Vadishma Jew right now. It's not impressive. The last year we've had in our lives have been unbelievable. We've watched our slave drivers be like completely destroyed in Mitzrayim. Every maka, it's like mocking them. And we've survived. And we've then been taken through a sea that split. And then we've been given man and a be'er the whole way through. You're gonna not gonna say that? God, it's unbelievable. What a life. Of course, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. But just so you understand, that's not what life is like. Life is not a walk in the park. It's not. Not always do things come out smelling like roses. There are times in life when we go through challenges. And therefore, at Matan Torah, we're being told, Na'as HaKadosh was easy to say right now. But you have to say the same thing later on when it's not so easy. When there's a threatening and it's more ominous. A mountain over your head is a threat. Someone threatened you. You'd be like, you know, you may listen, but you'd be like, what's wrong with that person? All of a sudden, now there's room for an Evid of Hashem to start to be like, maybe I don't want this at all. You're threatening me? And that's where we say, no, even then we need to be the Nasa of Nishma type of people. When things are not going so well for us. We're having our struggles and our challenges. But as an Evid, if you're truly an Eved, then it's okay. Then you have comfort in those times also. And that's what the Gemara over here in Tosfos is telling us. And that's why being Eved Hashem is fine. Because if you recognize that even when I'm having a harder time, everything's okay, then that's fine. That's the key in life, is to recognize that, to be there. And we are avadim through every scenario. We had this event that happened, and we all went on Sunday night to Shalavim, to be part of some very special moment. But it was a mountain over our head moment. It was one that we would not have selected. We'd do anything to have avoided that, actually. But we're Avdei Hashem. As Avdei Hashem, we do say Na'aseh Nishma. There's never a time we don't say that. Because we believe there's a power above us that we do not chap, but is everything. Is truth. Is perfection, as much as I don't understand it. That's an obvious that we are expecting on ourselves. That's something you do not do for another person. That's why you can never be a true evidence for another human being. Because human beings are finite and they're fallible. They make mistakes. How could you serve someone who's not a good person? Or not even perfect. You can serve because you needed to have a job. You have to make a living. But that's just external. It's not internal. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be a true Eved for us. So when you choose to share that title of being an Eved with Hashem and some other people also, that's when we say you're not getting the point. You're not understanding it well. I want to share with you a story. It's and I'll end with this point. And just one last point. In Sefer Brachos, I'll share with you. I just did this morning, so I'll share with you. The story goes, there was a the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe. So they're davening Hallel in his shul. And of course, he was a chush of a Rebbe. And everyone was there, intense, died with the Rebbe in his shul before Hallel. And he makes the following declaration to him. He says, when you say, Ana Hashem. When you say Ana Hashem, you can think of anything you want at that period of time. Ana Hashem with such kavod, whatever you want, if you really think about it, you accept that upon yourself, whatever you want is going to happen. And that's all he said. There's a big machlokas in the Beis Medrash. There's three Ana Hashems, or really, two really ones, we think, right? Ana Hashem, Hoshiana, Ana Hashem, Hatzlichana. They're debating which one. And then one of his, I think it was his son, said, no, you don't understand what he meant. It's not what he meant. He'd want us to. What do you mean? Can you have the That's, if you have kavana in that line, that's where anything you want will happen. Because what you're saying is, I'm an extension of you, Hashem. I'm an evidence to you. I'm defined by you. And therefore, you're perfect. And therefore, I can tap into you. But to be a true evidence, it requires you to be fully invested. An Eved doesn't look elsewhere besides at his master. A true Eved, that is. If you're someone who says, I'm an Eved, it's not always going to work that way. It doesn't work. As a matter of fact, I'll give you an example. It says in the Gemara brings down, the Kasha, what we just said, is that when we do Ratzon of Hashem, you're called Banim LaHashem. But when you do, not Ratzon, you're called an Eved to Hashem. That Eved is not really a good thing to be. It's like secondary, second class. He said, yeah. Second class, when you act like you're not with Hashem. You don't do his ratzon, means you're not really an Eved anymore. We call you an Eved there, it's more derogatory. But to be an Eved with Moshe Rabbeinu means that you were fully invested. You believe all the way. Everything you do is with the equation of what will this make me the best Eved Hashem possible. There's not an area of your life where you don't plug that equation in. Again, every day, every moment, and certainly big picture decisions. This is the best Eved Hashem possible. I'm an Eved Hashem right now. I'm not going to be an Eved Hashem right now. Just as the Gemara brought point, the Gemara brought brings down, we say this every day, Yadavnu. In Modin, the Gemara asks the following question. It's on the, it's not broken, it's in the second Sota. Today's Dasa, Sota, I'm doing with the guys right now, it's not here, it's a mistake. Okay? Second Sota, and Daf, Mem, somewhere, Mem or Aleph, not Mem or Aleph. Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, never said it. It's a whole discussion when the Tzibur is said, when the Chazan says Modim, what do we say? Modim Darabanan, what do we say? Modim Darabanan. There's a big discussion, big debate, what we say. There's a lot of opinions. But the first opinion says, Modim Aleph Anachim Fenecha, Sha'anu Modim Lach. And we say, well, that is part of our adultery of modem, we say, at the very end, right? I thank you, Hashem, that I can thank you. What does that even mean? I appreciate that I can thank you. Says Rashi there, that you put in my heart to recognize that you deserve thanks. I thank you that you gave me a clarity in life that I recognize where my true thank yous belong. Where my everything I have in the world where it really belongs. You go home, you went to a doctor saved your life. So you say, oh, thank you so much. You should. But everything you thank Hashem also. There are stories of people in Nairobi who were taken out of this craziness. And they thank the person who took them out. Which they should, they must. Hakaras HaTov. But thank Hashem also for giving you every single second of life. Everything in the world to thank you that you let me see to thank you. That you gave me the appreciation of where my true place was to be. I owe you a tremendous thank you for that. I'm not living a life where I'm confused. There are so many people in life who are stuck trying to find meaning. Like midlife crisis is that. A guy's 45 years old and he also gets a motorcycle. Right? He grows his hair out. What's he doing? He's searching. Searching. Something's not working. Thank you so much, Hashem, that we don't have to grow our hair out to find reality and individuality in life. That you showed me what is worth thanking, what's not worth thanking. That's a tremendous level. It's not your toe for that level that we have. That's only if you recognize what we are. I'm not an eved to man, I'm an eved to Hashem. I'm not an eved to money, I'm not an eved to culture. Not ever to sport. Never to Hashem. Ana Hashem ki ani avecha. That's feel a character than everything. Because if you recognize I'm tapping into Hashem being my master, that I am part of perfection. That life demands from us preparation. You're about to, in a week and a half now, be able to mekabel the Torah. Demands for us to be in the right. We're going to say a halal on Shavuos. Ana Hashem ki ani avecha. That's be such kavod in that tefillah. That you've given me a GPS system, what's called the Torah, how to live a meaningful life. It doesn't require midlife crisis, it requires you to be invested and recognize our place in the world. If we do that, we recognize, Kili b'nei Yisrael abadim abadai heim asher otetzi osam eretzayim. That was the way we understood it fully, that we are Hashem's avadim, and He's our master, and we want that relationship. And we thirst for that relationship. And even we know when it's not going to be all smelling like roses, and we have a challenge on our hands, that's okay. It's okay, we don't dictate that. Hashem does. But I'm in. I'm in and I'm always going to be in. That is the ultimate level of dedication and connection and conviction as well. This year, at this point in time, both of the happenings that happened recently, just our experience over the course of the year, or last year with disease in the world, the world has craziness attached to it. It's crazy. Culture is crazy. Disease is crazy. Tragedy is crazy. We're crazy. There's only one thing that's not crazy is God. There's only thing that's not crazy. To be an eved to sanity, whether I understand it or not, I shouldn't matter what I understand. I'm insane. So my understanding of sanity is it doesn't matter. It's like I'm insane. I want to attach as much as I can to a state of sanity. We should be zochet to always be level-headed, understand. Despite tragedy, because of tragedy sometimes even, if we are Avdei Hashem, that's the only thing that matters in the world, have a great Shabbos.